Blog Talk Radio.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm fine.
No, really, you can tell me.
You wouldn't understand.
You might be right, but together, maybe we can find the answer.
Miss Clark, I have a Bible.
Trust me.
There's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, a miracle. So just know it ain't over until God. Until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over. Until God says it's over, keep fighting until your victory is won.
Keep praying.
Keep fasting.
Keep fasting.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God be all the glory. It ain't over until God says it's over. I pray that's deep down in your spirit on today that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that it's not over until God says it's over. We say it all the time, Jeremiah 29:11, God know the thoughts he thinks towards you. And in Isaiah, he said, I already determined the end at the beginning. He's Alpha and Omega. Come on. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. And if we're with God, hallelujah, you're going to get everything that God has shown you. You will accomplish everything that God has shown you. You will get the victory in every area that God has shown you. Just keep fighting the good fight of faith. She said, keep believing. That's why we pray every Tuesday night, because the enemy is trying to get us to go over in the realm of unbelief, because he knows all things are possible for those of us who believe. And I'm seeing fruit. Oh, glory be to God. My wife and I, we thank God that, hallelujah, seed sown harvest time. We thank God for the love that we've been getting. We thank God, amen, for you who have testimonies of the goodness of God. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we're praying to on tonight. I want to read a few verses coming from 2 Samuel chapter number 9. I didn't know my wife was going to play that song, but here's a story about a person who thought it was over. And it's just so ironic circumstance that we're going to read from the life of Mephibosheth tonight. He thought it was over, but it wasn't over until God said it was over. Amen. 2 Samuel 9, verse 1. And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when David had called him, David said, are you Ziba? And he said, I am your servant. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show kindness to? And Ziba said, Jonathan, he has a son, which is lame in both of his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Merkur, and he is down in Lodabar. Then the king David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come to David, he fell on his face and he reverenced the king. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, behold, your servant. And David said unto him, fear not, don't be afraid. For I will show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake, and I will restore. Thank you, Jesus. I will restore all the land of Saul, your father, and you shall eat bread from my table continually. And he said, as he bowed down himself, what is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I am? Verse 13, so Mephibosheth sat in Jerusalem, for he did eat at the king's table continually, but he was lame in both of his feet. I just want to make a statement tonight that God's about to show you kindness. God is about to be so kind to you, so good to you, so gracious to you. If you receive this prophetic word by faith, I believe that God is going to show his hand to you in these next few weeks. I believe that the windows of heaven are open and God's about to pour you out a blessing that is going to be too big for you to receive. And that's what's going on in the life of Mephibosheth. He thought it was over for him. And Pastor Rebecca played that song tonight, It Ain't Over. And this is why we got to always pray, because God knows the end from the beginning. And when you pray, maybe you have been there. I reflected over some things that happened. I turned 55 on Sunday. To God be the glory. I feel like breakdancing. I turned 55 on Sunday, and, oh, man, I had a wonderful birthday with friends and family. We had a great church service. That was the spinoff from the church anniversary. So it's just been a great month. It's been a good month. My birthday was this month. The anniversary was this month. It's just been a great month. And I'm looking forward to next week and this week coming up. But Mephibosheth, he looked at himself as a dead dog. He looked at himself as a failure, as a has-been. Because people of God, he was royalty. He was King Saul's grandson. He was Jonathan's son. He was stated to be king of Israel. But there was a war going on, and his nanny, in her haste, she was running with him when he was a little boy, and she dropped him, and he became paralyzed in both of his feet. So with that, and with his grandfather and his father being killed in war, he thought his life was over. But here comes King David, about to show him kindness, about to restore him, about to replace everything that he lost. Oh, glory be to God. When you pray tonight, I believe God is going to release something to you that the enemy thought he took from you, that the enemy thought he stole from you. Yes, we're living in a culture, we're living in a day where it looks like the thief is stealing things from us. But the Bible says, let him who steal no more. So don't let him take your joy. Don't let him take your praise. Don't let him take your prosperity. Don't let him take your power. Because God, if God be for you, the devil cannot defeat you. So we're going to pray tonight. And I believe that God has already released some things from glory that the enemy's trying to hold up, that the enemy's trying to prevent for you from getting and possessing it, that the enemy's trying to stop your blessing, but he cannot block your blessing. Because when you pray, God protects you. When you pray, God ministers to you. When you pray, God does the supernatural in your life. And there's going to be something so wonderful happening in and through your life. I'll never forget this very brief testimony. My wife, at one time in her life, she was kind of in a low place, and she shares the testimony of being in the welfare office. And she says she heard some other mothers cursing out the caseworkers because they was giving them a hard time about giving them their check. And she said that was the last time she wanted to be kind of in that low position. And this long story short, she went from welfare to Wall Street. She went back to school. She studied hard. She began to make a great salary. She turned, glory to God, her life around, and she had a mindset to be successful. And I thank God she didn't look back. I thank God, hallelujah, he's still blessing her, prospering her. He's still building her as she writes books, as she prophesies, as she is successful in so many areas. But it came from that low place. Amen, somebody. Maybe you're on this line. Maybe you're in a low place or you have been in a low place. But we no longer live in Lodabar. Amen. We no longer reside in Lodabar. We thank God we're sitting at the King's table on tonight. Father, I thank you for the people of God that called in. I thank you, Lord, even if they found themselves one time or another in a low place. But maybe they're there tonight and they need the hand of God, like it said in Psalm 40, to pull them up out of a horrible pit. I thank God as you pulled me up off of my sick bed. You told me to read Psalm 91, and I quoted to the people of God tonight, we will call on you. That means we're going to pray to you. And you said you will answer. That's why we're praying tonight. You said you will be with us in trouble. Glory be to God. You said you will deliver us. Hallelujah. You said you will satisfy us with long life in the name of Jesus. You said you will deliver us. Hallelujah. And as you told me to read that psalm, every day I was hospitalized. I didn't see myself being discharged. I didn't see myself, hallelujah, being fully restored. But you saw the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. I feel like praising God on tonight. I'm cancer free, a cancer survivor by the grace of Almighty God. I was in that low place. And if you find yourself there, unemployed, bankrupt, foreclosure, divorce, wherever you find yourself, sickness and disease, God has already pulled you up out of Lodabar. You're praying. You tuned in tonight to lock into God, to latch into God, to cling to God, and God will not fail you. We preach that thing on Sunday. Sometimes we put our confidence in people, and they failed us, but we're praying tonight to Jehovah God. We're praying to Jehovah Jireh, the one that is the provider. We're praying to Elohim God, the creator of everything that we see. In the name of Jesus, we're praying to Yahweh and Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah God. So God, have mercy on the one that need mercy. God, administer the miracle to the one that's standing in the need of a miracle. I was standing in the need of a miracle 2 years ago. God gave me a miracle. There's a testimony on the prayer line tonight. Oh, I know you can testify the goodness of God. Somebody other than me survived major surgery. Somebody other than me survived being divorced. Somebody other than me survived being fired from a job. In the name of Jesus, don't let the devil take your praise. Don't let him take your power. Don't let him take your prayer. In the name of Jesus, our families are blessed. Oh, glory be to God. We bind up every spirit that's trying to come and divide your family. We bind up every spirit that's trying to come and destroy your money. We bind up every spirit that's trying to afflict sickness on your body. Koro o shata. Kere e kobo o shele e kaba. Kere e kobo o shele e falakobo. Kere e kobo shakata. Oh, glory be to God. Lord, have mercy on our businesses. Lord, have mercy on our jobs and our careers. Our young people who are going back to college. Our daughter, Kayla Joyce Simmons. God bless her. And Jessica, God bless these young people that's going back to college. In the name of Jesus, make a way where they can pay the tuition and focus on their books and their studies. God, make a way in the name of Jesus, even for the one that want to go back and complete the degree. Yeah. Oh, in the name of Jesus, that one looking for employment tonight. That one looking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for a financial miracle. Oh, God, we have not because we ask not. And right now, where two or more gather in your name, you say you be in the midst of us. And I thank you for every prayer warrior. I thank you for every intercessor. I thank you for everyone standing in the gap for their family. In the name of Jesus, God, you are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. And you're about to show somebody kindness. You're about to show them who you are. In the name of Jesus, Mephibosheth didn't pray for it. Mephibosheth didn't ask for it. Mephibosheth wasn't even looking for it. But Jonathan, glory be to God, was a blood brother to David. Be careful how you treat people. Be careful, hallelujah, how you look at people. People of God, let us be careful and mindful not to judge people, not to look down on people, not to count people insignificant. The devil is a liar. We got to love. We got to be kind. We got to respect one another. We got to edify one another. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And if your spirit ain't right, pray to God to give you a new heart. In the name of Jesus, I feel the power of God on this line on tonight. Prayer works, people of God. Prayer healed my body, and prayer is going to heal your body. In the name of Jesus, prayer can get you out of debt. Prayer can prosper you and your family. Prayer can do the impossible. That's why Jesus said we ought to always pray. That's why the word says, if my people, that's you, and that's me, we belong to God. We're in a world where they're calling a psychic. They're looking at the zodiac sign, but we're calling on the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
So I thank God, hallelujah, that we're praying to the name which is above every name.
Yes.
Every knee will bow. Oh, yes. Advent, the second coming of Christ. We don't talk about it a lot, but he's coming back. He's coming back. to judge the living and the dead. And we thank God that we're on the Lord's side. We thank God that we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
thank God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We thank God, hallelujah, for the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have mercy as we continue to pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to open the phone lines. If you have a prayer request, just press 1, amen, on your device. Just press 1, a prayer request or a praise report, and we will put you on the air. Amen, and we will pray for you on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We see those hands. We see your hands. Just press 1 on your phone so that we can know that you need prayer on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Area code 216. 216. God bless you. Your line is open.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Barbara in Cleveland. I had to call in on a different line this time, so I didn't, because my call dropped on the other time. But God bless you guys, and again, happy birthday, Pastor Anthony, one more time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been so much love coming my way, and I really appreciate all of you. Thank you for the birthday wishes.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
I always want to give a testimony. I'll be very quick with it. One of the things that came out of our family reunion was there was a branch of our family, and you know how it is. You know, there's the Williams and the Andersons and the Taylors and the Smiths, and you know, like there are different little groups within the family. There was one very large section of our family that they would have their own family reunion the day before our larger one. And so what was happening is they were the younger generation, they were falling away from the larger population of our family, and they didn't consider themselves part of us, and it was a division, it was a schism, and it was causing some strife, a lot of resentment. It had been going on for decades, and this year, they suspended that. And so they're all going to just join in. We're all going to be one, just united as one large family. That was huge. That was a huge thing because it had turned into an us against them kind of situation, and God just stepped in and just cut that thing off. And they said, we're not having it this year, and they're not going to have it anymore. And they started to participate more with the rest of us, and we're not going to lose the younger ones. That was my concern, because there's, you know, I won't get into all of that, but that was definitely God's hand, because I did not see that coming. You know, that was one of those things that you know, I asked you guys to pray for our family and family reunion, and the Lord spoke through you and said, you know, he was already there. Well, that was one of those places where he was, and I didn't know he was working.
So, Amen.
That's huge for us. The matriarch of that family was the major prayer warrior of our family. She went on to be with the Lord a year after my mom passed, 2 years after my mom passed away. So to lose her, the work that she had, you know, the ground that she had plowed through, to lose that would have been devastating. So I'm just thankful that God preserved her legacy and is continuing to do so. My prayer request is for just the strength to go through right now the stuff that, you know, you guys already know about, been praying about. I had asked for help with locating where I can do my production, and so far the prices have been astronomical. They've just been like ridiculously high, or the requirements or eligibility is so restrictive. You can tell that they're favoring certain types and not wanting other types. I'll just put it that way. To be successful in certain things, and so they have in mind what they want you to do, what they consider you can have versus what they can have. And so they set up a lot of rules around that to restrict and to control, you know. So I know God has a plan. I just need his strength and the wisdom. The person I'd asked about whether to go after the to sue after to go after the money, he actually contacted me and said he was going to pay me, but I haven't seen any of the money yet. He just kind of, you know, made a promise and disappeared again. So, again, you know, strength and wisdom to stand up in the middle of it and to know what to do and you know how to recover all, you know, how to pursue, you know, the battle plan.
Yes. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we just praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your wisdom, your power, your strength, your provision, your blessings, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all that you are and all that you do, oh God. And Lord, right now, Father God, we thank you for the praise report for Barbara's family, oh God. Even as they are coming together, Father God, as you're uniting them, as you're saving souls and changing lives, oh God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for unity. We pray for unity even the more so in this family, oh God, even through the family reunions, through the prayer group, oh God, through, Father God, communication, personal communication and outreach, oh God, that you will continue, oh God, to move mightily in this family, oh God. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you for opening doors that no man can close. You open doors that no man can close, and we thank you for prayers being answered already, that you are giving her the location, the ideal location for her production, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, knowing that you are already going before her and opening doors and touching the hearts of those that own the properties, oh God. Lord, so we ask, Father God, for a supernatural intervention on her behalf, that you will intervene supernaturally, touch the hearts of the people that you have already ordained for her to interact with. We ask that you will give her wisdom, that you will order her steps, that you will show her where to go, that you will show her who to talk to. We pray for divine connection right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you and we worship you, oh, God. Lord, we pray right now for a supernatural release of her monies, oh, God, every dollar, every dime that is due to her, oh, God. We pray that you will open up the realms, oh God, anything that's blocking it, oh God, anything that's trying to stop her from receiving her money, we cancel it out, we bind it up, we bind up every spirit of oppression, we bind up every spirit of obstruction, we bind up every hindering spirit right now in the name of Jesus, and we loose her money to come into her hands in the name of Jesus from this man that owes her, from the production of her baked goods, from book sales, from all her businesses, from everything that you've given her in her belly, that she has the ability to produce wealth, God. And we thank you that she shall produce wealth, that your word will produce in her life, and it will not come back unto you void. So, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word that's been spoken over Barbara's life, every aspect of her life, oh God, that she shall not lack, oh God, that she shall, oh my God, that she's blessed in her coming, that she's blessed in her going, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, and she delights herself in you, that everything that she touches is blessed. So, Lord, we thank you, huh? Oh God, that you, oh God, are giving her good success, oh God, and that you are not only giving her good success, but that everything that the enemy stole, that you're giving it back, that everything that's owed to her, that is being released, that the devil cannot steal, kill, or destroy her life anymore, that him that stole, steal no more, and that every hindrance is broken, every yoke is broken, and we thank you, Lord, that breakthrough has come to her house. My God, breakthrough. God says breakthrough. breakthrough has come to your house. Even as I'm praying, I'm feeling the Lord so mightily. And I pray the spirit of breakthrough to hit your house like never before. Breakthrough coming to your house, breaking every hindering spirit, breaking every chain, breaking every obstruction, breaking every hard heart that's trying to hold back what's rightfully due to you. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural release for her in this season. And we count it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just see so clearly things breaking up. God's breaking up things on your behalf. Just breaking up. Even this man that came back, my God, and said he's going to pay you. He shall pay you. My God, I don't even see you having to go to court with him. I see God just working on this man and working on his heart. Even in a way that he's not even be going to be able to rest. You know, God's not even letting him rest until he releases what's owed to you. Amen. Hallelujah. So continue to stay ready. Continue to move forward by faith. And as you move, your provision is going to meet you. As you continue to move forward according to the promise, according to the plan, your provision is going to meet you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That's confirmation about that as I continue to pray. Because I felt that as long as I keep writing the vision, the word that you know, from last week was to write the vision, and as long as I continue to write out the plan and do the research, that the provision is going to catch up to me. I just want to make sure that I'm where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to do. I don't want to step out of line, you know, because I just don't want to step out of line. You know how I am. I just don't want to, I want to stay inside, color inside the lines with the Lord and,
Amen.
You know, he would have me to do. So thank you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God is just, I just heard God say, I am a God also, who's breaking boundaries. God is breaking boundaries. Even as you talked about being within the lines, I hear God says he's breaking boundaries. He's extending the borders. He's extending the borders. He's expanding your territory. He's breaking boundaries. So he's even going to give you a larger vision. I see God giving you an even larger vision. You think this one's big. You wait until God begins to release everything that he has in store for you and for you to do. Amen.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. You're welcome. To God. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller. Amen. Area code 3. Area code 304.
Yes. Yes, my name is Sister Lou. I would just like prayer. My sister and I, too, are waiting for a release of what has been promised us. And there are individuals in the family who've been trying to block us and even court officials who keep adding extra fees onto what we're supposed to have and make us never get the inheritance that has been left us, and I want a prayer. We're supposed to send in money starting tomorrow to Friday, and that the judge will take his hand off our inheritance. There's so much corruption in the court, and many people have gone to jail, still keep trying to block us, and we don't even know how much money the inheritance is. So I wanted prayer. I was sitting here now trying to figure out how much I could pay. And I'm really just on a pension and Social Security. So I wanted prayer in Jesus' name that this harassment, they've tried to take my driver's license and do all sorts of evil things. And these people don't even know who I am, even to the point of trying to redirect my pension and Social Security and give it to a 90-something-year-old man. So I just wanted prayer in Jesus' name. It's my sister and
Amen.
You.
Well, We're going to pray for you. Can we ask your name one more time? Your name?
My name is Sister Lou, and my sister's name is Faith.
To God be the glory. Father, we lift up your daughters to you tonight in the name of Jesus. God, they need a supernatural intervention right now. We thank you for the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah, protecting them. God, they worked and God, they labored. We thank you in the name of Jesus. They bear fruit. And now, God, hallelujah, I thank you for the harvest that they will receive, the harvest that they will reap. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that they will produce the 30, 60, 100 fold. And right now, God, hallelujah, any interference, any distraction, anything trying to block or oppose, anything trying to resist God, right now we cancel it. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. We cancel it, the attack of the enemy. We cancel every assignment of the devil. We cancel, hallelujah, every enemy, every adversary in the name of Jesus. So, God, right now we speak blessings. Right now we speak a release of your favor. Right now we thank you for your grace and your mercy that would be sufficed in this situation.
Yes,
God, we thank you. Hallelujah. The litigation, with all the specifics, all the details.
Yes.
God, you work it out as only you can.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. You told us not to lean into our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge you, and you will show us what to do. Now, God, give them discernment. Give them wisdom. Give them knowledge. Give them understanding. Put the right people in their corner. Give them the right influence and who to confide in. We thank you for the right attorneys, for the right people working with them. In the name of Jesus. So God, have mercy on them. As she said, there's a lot of variables. There's a lot of different moving parts. But God, in the name of Jesus, we know you see all. And she called this prayer line. She locked into the power of God. And God, we just touch it and agreeing with her that you will give her the desires of her heart along with her sister. And God, that resolve will come. You will give them a resolution.
Yes, Lord.
And God, I speak peace into her mind. Give them peace in the middle of this storm.
Yes, God.
Give them peace as they walk through this trial, this test, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God. So God, allow their words to matter. Allow in the name of Jesus their prayer life, God, when they go into their private prayer room, as they fall on their face, as they lay prostrate, as they call on the name of Jesus, I know you will answer them. So God, don't let this burden, don't let the weight of what they're facing, don't let it take their joy. Do not let the weight and the burden take their praise. So God, we give them to you. We give this matter to you. And we say, Lord, have mercy. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for you calling. I don't know if you heard the story that we started the program with, but in the end, Ziba turned on Mephibosheth. And he lied and said Mephibosheth wanted to be king again. And Mephibosheth just loved on David. And thank God that David was merciful. But in the end, the enemy tried to rise up in Mephibosheth's blessing. And we got to bind that spirit of division up. Because David was discerning. David knew Mephibosheth was not his enemy. And we got to know who's in our corner. And we got to know who's against us. And God is going to show you and your sister who to trust. So you walk forward by faith. And God will reveal to you. He'll give you signs on the next moves you should make. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
And we bind up the spirit of the thief right now. We bind up the hands of the thief right now. And we command the devil to take his hands off of your inheritance. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. And we touch and agree with you that the devil has to take his hands off of you and your sister's inheritance. Amen. And we're believing God for a praise report coming up out of this prayer tonight, that God is going to move mightily. We're believing God to move mightily in the middle of your situation. Hallelujah. That's right. You keep praising him. You get your praise back. You keep praising God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just continue to praise God, even in the middle of your praise is releasing some stuff. Just continue to praise and just walk through your house praising God, because the devil wants you with your head bowed down and he wants you depressed. And you have to say, oh, no, devil, I refuse to be depressed and discouraged. Yet will I praise God. Yet will I give him the glory. He will still get my praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep praising him and call us back. And we will keep praying with you as long as we need to. Ask and seek it and knock it and believe in God for the supernatural breakthrough and the supernatural release of your inheritance.
Praise
God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I praise God with her. Hallelujah. I praise God with her. Amen. For her breakthrough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Area code 984. God bless you. Area code 984.
God bless you as well, Prophetess. This is Michelle. Happy birthday, Pastor Anthony, as well. I was calling
thank
in tonight
you,
asking
you.
For. You're welcome. I wanted to ask you guys for prayer. I've been having some challenges health wise, but you know, I just asked for prayer tonight. Thank God for you both.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let us lift that up before the Lord. Father, we thank you for your prophetess tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Before she came forth out of her mother womb, you knew her. Before she came forth, you called and ordained her. And we thank you in the name of Jesus, God, even as we speak and say, body be well. Body be healed. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. By your stripes, Jesus, she is declared healed.
My God.
In Jesus' name.
My God.
Every bodily organ functioning, every blood, hallelujah, situation functioning properly. We thank you in the name of Jesus from the top of our head to the soles of our feet that this body belongs to you, Jesus. It is the temple of the living God. And we speak wholeness. We speak wellness. We speak healing in every area of her body in Jesus' name. Now, God, prosper her. God, protect her and her family. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The promises of God over her life,
Lord,
which are yea and amen.
Hallelujah.
We believe by faith
it's
already done.
Thank you,
the
Lord.
Devil cannot prevent it. The devil cannot delay it. The devil cannot stop it. So, God, as you continue to prepare a table in the presence of every enemy, as you continue, God, in the name of Jesus, to help her to walk by faith and not by sight, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for signs, wonders, and miracles. And I believe goodness and mercy will continue to follow her as she go to school, as she go to work, as she take care of her kids. God, allow your goodness and your mercy to be with this mother in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
We thank you for her prosperity, and we thank you for her ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Even as I
was speaking, I just see the favor of God and that goodness and that mercy. Even as you said, sometimes there's been some challenges, but God says it's not how you feel. It's not even what you see. Your five senses can't even handle your blessing in this season. Like Mephibosheth, he didn't even pray for this one. And God just through kindness. And I think you're one of those ones is that the king is about to show you some kindness.
My God.
King
thank
Jesus
you,
is about to release some kindness in your way.
Jesus.
And he can do
thank
us.
You,
can't nobody do you like Jesus.
You like
I mean, it's
Jesus.
At a whole nother level.
Yeah.
When we talk about the kind of kindness he's about to release into your life. So God's about to leave you speechless. So get ready to receive it because kindness is coming in your direction. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Well, we
Pastor
thank God
Anthony.
For you. Amen. We thank God for you, and thank you for the birthday wish. We God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I see that thing, Pastor, when we spoke it prophetically.
Yes.
God said, she's one who's going to receive kindness in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
We're taking another caller tonight. Hallelujah. Yes.
Area code 908. God bless you.
God bless you, too, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is CC calling in for general prayer this evening.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Cece. Amen. Father God, we just praise your name. We worship you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for your presence on this prayer line tonight, God. We thank you for your power, oh God. We thank you for, Father God, Cece, Father God, in her life, oh God, and everything that you're doing in her life, oh God. Lord, we pray a blessing over her life tonight, oh God, that you will touch every area, oh God, that you will bless her, oh God, bless everything that she puts her hands to.
Yes.
Bless her family, bless her children, bless her grandchildren,
Amen.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, for your hand, Father God, just moving. I see God's hand moving in your life,
Jesus.
Just doing things. God is putting things together. He's strategically orchestrating things on your behalf. God is strategically orchestrating things on your behalf. God is moving for your good. My God, hallelujah. I see him putting things together. He's moving things up. I see him moving the house and moving the car. I see God's hand on the children. I see God moving money and just beginning to move things around and begin to place things in their proper positioning in your life. Everything that's been out of order, God says, I'm putting things in order. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Says hallelujah, and setting some things up in your favor, hallelujah. So Lord, we just thank you for divine favor over her life. We thank you for order. We thank you, Lord, for reordering some things, oh God, restructuring some things in her life, oh God. Lord, I pray for her health, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that she's healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, that no weapon formed against her can prosper, oh God. I thank you, Lord, even Father God, for the time. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for sweet slumber. My God, God's going to do some things. He's even improving your sleep, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. God says, I'm getting ready to operate even in the midnight hour, oh God. God, there's some things that you've been concerned about, and God says, lay it on the altar. Hallelujah. He says, continue to lay it on the altar, and trust me in this, that I will not take care of everything that concerns you, that I will not deliver, that I will not heal, that I will not provide, that I will not supply, that I will not begin to replenish. My God, I hear the word replenishing, replenishing. God's going to replenish some things. He's getting ready to give back some things to you that the devil stole from you. And God says, there's going to be a replenishing. Even as I have already restored, I'm about to replenish, says the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for moving and Sister Cece's life. We thank you that her whole family is blessed. Now, God says, not only are you blessed, but your seed is blessed. My God, hallelujah, to the generations of those who love me, because you love me. God says, I'm blessing your children. I'm blessing your grandchildren. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for supernatural blessings over Sister Cece's life. Thank you for going back. God says, he's even going back. My God, he's got to bounce back in anointing. It's going to bounce off of you and go back to your mom and go back, hallelujah, to those who came before you. God says, I'm going to even bless your mother, my God, on your behalf because of your prayers, my God, because you have a heart, my God, hallelujah, to see everything working out in her life, my God. God says, you're going to, the blessing, she's in a sandwich blessing, my God, hallelujah, a sandwich between those who came before her and those who come after her, and God says that blessing is going to go through the bloodline, my God, it's going to go through your bloodline and even touch those who are over you and older than you. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for what you're doing in Sister Cece's life. We thank you for the children. We thank you for Zara, oh my God, and Jewel, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that they will grow up to be mighty women of valor, mighty warrior women in the kingdom of God. Lord, continue to move in that CeCe's life, continue to give her wisdom, continue to expand her vision, continue to stir up the gifts that you have imparted in her. Stir up the gifts, oh God. Show her, oh God, how you're going to use her. Show her, oh God, what you called her to do, God. Show her, oh God, her place in the kingdom, oh God, and her assignment with her pastors. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for the mighty move. I see a mighty move, oh God, taking place in your life right now.
That's right.
There's a mighty move of God taking place in your life right now. And we bind up the hands of the devil. We bind up the hand of the enemy at every turn. Every turn, we bind up the hands of the devil and we loose God's blessing over her life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, amen. Yes,
and I wanted
amen.
To say
God keep
the late birthday to Pastor Anthony too.
Thank you, Doris. Thank you so
yes,
much
yes.
For the birthday wish. Happy birthday back to you. I know yours is recent as well.
Thank you.
Amen.
No
well,
problem.
God bless. All right.
God bless you both too.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. See you Sunday. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory for the great things he is doing on this prayer line. God is moving on this prayer line. We're taking another call. Area code 678. Area code 678. God bless you.
From the highest of highs to the depths of the sea. Creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring. Every creature unique in the song that they sing. All exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All-powerful, untamable, awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God. Who has told every lightning bolt where it should go? Or seen heavenly storehouses laden with snow? Who imagined the sun and gets sources of its light? Yet conceals in its spring us the coolness of light. None can fathom, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. Undescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All-powerful, untamable, awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the skies and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. income. Unchangeable, you see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. And He is amazing. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you,
yes,
Jesus, for this
yes.
day, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Anthony, the word that you spoke at the beginning of the prayer line, I received that in Jesus' name. I believe that's going to be me. That's going to receive that good that
Amen.
Good news this week. In Jesus' name, I receive it. And I want to wish you a happy
yes.
birthday. I want to thank God for this beautiful day, for my life, for all He has done for me and for those people that He has placed in my life on this prayer line. Bless them all, and bless Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. My grandchild should be coming any day now. Well, I shouldn't say the day now, but in a couple of weeks, and I just want prayer that everything goes well for that, and just that God continue to bless us all. And thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I want to give Him thanks.
Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You for Sister Maria tonight. We thank You even as they're expecting this new arrival, her
yes.
grandbaby, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless her son. Bless the mother.
Yes,
we thank You in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For Your hand being on their lives. We thank You even as, Father God, this new addition coming to the family. We thank You that their family is already blessed. Bless her entire bloodline in the name of Jesus. We thank You for the song being in her heart and in her spirit. You are an amazing God. Your grace is amazing.
Yes,
and God, sometimes there are not words that can describe You. And I thank You, Lord, that even as she sang on tonight, that the people of God received that You're an amazing God. So, God,
yes,
we thank You for her testimony. We thank You, even as she said, You have kept her in so many ways. We thank You, Lord, for the prophetic word that she received by faith, that it will come to pass, that You're going to show kindness to her. You're going to show, hallelujah, oh, windows of heaven being open and pouring her
thank
out
you.
That magnificent blessing in Jesus' name.
Yeah,
so, God,
Jesus
I thank
name.
You that she's walking by faith. I thank You that her faith expectation is up. I thank You, God, that she has the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. So no weapon against her will prevail. Protect her. Protect her son. Protect the grandbaby in the womb. In the name of Jesus, we say this family is blessed.
Yes.
We say they are prosperous.
Yes.
We say they're successful
yes.
in every area.
Yes,
God. So God bless
yes.
her son. Continue to minister to him.
Yes.
Continue to raise him up. Continue to send the right people into his life in Jesus' name. So
in
bless
Jesus
his mother,
name.
This future to be grandmother in Jesus' name. We say
yes.
amen.
Amen.
So we
thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 I thank God.
He is
for
an
you
amazing
and Pastor
God.
Rebecca. Yes, He is amazing. Have a happy birthday and many more to come, Pastor Anthony. Full of blessings to you and your family and Pastor Rebecca. I love you both. You know
thank
that.
Oh,
thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
It's a long
too.
Distance love affair, but I love you.
Amen. But we I tell you, the spirit reaches across the mouth and the love
yes,
reaches across
too.
The mouth. And we love you too. And I was just sitting here thinking about that barbecue chicken. You took the time. You flew up from Georgia and came to our anniversary last week, surprised us, and took the time to bring a whole lot of chicken, barbecue chicken.
Well, I told my cousin Carmen, I says, find out what kind of flavor she likes in the barbecue. And she asked you, I don't know if you remember, but she asked you. So
yes,
that's what I wanted to do for you, because I know that you normally cook that, Carmen says. I said, well, I'm going to cook it
yes,
for her. So I hope you enjoyed
it. And you did a great job. I thought I cooked
thank
that.
You.
I didn't cook. We brought the chicken. It was so good. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And God bless you. We love you.
And you
we'll
know, I
you
ordered
again.
Something
I ordered something for you and Pastor Anthony, and I just got it the other day, and it was supposed to go to Carmen's house, and it came to mine, so I'm going to have to ship it over to Carmen, and she could take it to church one day and give it to you guys.
Oh, praise God. Well, we'll be excited when we get it, and we thank you in advance.
I love
God bless you. Amen. We love you, too. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Wow. Wow, more gifts. I mean, they blessed us so much for our anniversary.
Oh, God.
And it's just a blessing that we're still being blessed with gifts. Sister Rita, for the sister and that call there for her and her sister, we're going to take our last call. I believe this is our last call. But before we take it, Sister Rita texted me, and she was getting Malachi 3:11 for our sisters that have their inheritance locked up, that had been locked up in the courts, because we believe God had released it. Amen. Malachi 3:11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
And that came directly from heaven. I declare that over the two sisters who are with that judge, and over Barbara's life as well, with the man who owes her money, that God will rebuke the devourer, and he will cause that supernatural release of your inheritance.
Amen.
And everything that's due to you to come to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank you so much, Sister Rita. We're going to take another caller. We're going to also pray for my mother, who just left New Jersey, and my brother. I see him here. Continue to pray for them. Area code 919. God bless you.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Pastor Rebecca, and happy birthday, Pastor Anthony. How are you guys doing?
Thank you. Doing well.
We're doing well. Shaquella?
Yes, this is Shaquella. Can you hear me clearly? My phone is breaking
yes.
a little bit.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, you guys are breaking up a little bit.
Okay, we can hear you. We can hear you loud and clear. So you can go ahead. Yes, we can hear you real good.
I'm calling in tonight for prayer. I'm just asking God. I'm asking that you guys pray for me. There's some needs that I need met, and also direction. I need direction on moving.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. You're worthy, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. You're awesome, God. You're a magnificent God. You are our provider, Lord. We thank you for being El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that there's no lack in you, O God. We thank you that you meet all of our needs according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus, Lord. Now, Lord, we lift up Shaquella to you on tonight, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for your hand upon her life, God. We pray, Father God, and touch and agree with her, Lord, that you would meet every need. God, every need would be met, God. You know what she's standing in the need of, God. And we break off every spirit of lack. We break off the spirit of not having enough, God. And Lord, we loose your spirit of abundance over her life in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise you. Oh, God, for touching her, God. And Father God, even Father God, anointing her, oh, God. Hallelujah. For increase, my God. Anointing her for increase, oh God, that she would, Father God, her vats will overflow, oh God, hallelujah, that she would bring forth increase, that she will prosper, oh God, and be in good health, even as her soul prospers.
Yes.
So we pray total prosperity You said riches and wealth are in the homes of the righteous, oh God. So, Lord, we speak riches and wealth into our home. We speak provision into our home. We speak cancellation of debt, my God, into her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Well, again, a supernatural release of resources, a supernatural release of monies, oh God, coming into her hands, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have given her the ability to get wealth, oh God. Let everything that she touches prosper, oh God. Give her promotion and elevation in the workplace, in the marketplace, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, because you are a God who can blow our minds. You said you want to do exceedingly. I hear God. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. I hear you. I hear you. He said, tell her that I want to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that she could think, ask, or imagine. And God, I hear God just saying, come closer. Come closer. Come closer. Come closer. There's an unlocking that's getting ready to take place in your life of some things that have been locked up. Things that have been locked up. And I find up every distracting spirit. My God, every time you say, you know what, I'm getting ready to intensify my time with God. I want to intensify my prayer life. I want to start going to church even more. There's a distracting spirit that wants to keep you away, my God, from the things of God. But God said, even as you came to this prayer line, oh, my God, even as you came through this prayer line on tonight, you broke a yoke. You destroyed the yoke. There was a yoke trying to come up around your neck and trying to suffocate you and trying to choke off the blessings of God. But God says, because you came to this prayer line, you destroyed the yoke through the anointing. My God.
Amen.
My God, the anointing destroys the yoke. And God says, I want to loose an anointing. There's a yoke-breaking anointing that God wants to release in your life. And guess what? It's going to come through you. It's going to come through your belly. My God, God says it's going to come through your belly. I'm going to stoke a fire in you. My God, and you're going to walk around and just begin to, God said, just begin to walk around and declare a thing. My God.
Come on,
God. Just to walk around and declare a thing. Walk around and declare every need met. Won't make sense with what you're looking at. Oh, my God. But God said, begin to walk around and declare a thing, and it shall come to pass. So, Lord, we thank you for breakthrough. Pastor, tonight is the night for breakthrough. We thank you for breakthrough, God, in Shaquella's life, God. We thank you for breakthrough over her resources, over her finances. We thank you for breakthrough over her health and over her family. We thank you for breakthrough on her on the job, in the marketplace. We thank you for breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. The breaker anointing. Oh, my Koshela Mama. We release the breaker anointing over her life in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we thank you. And even when she... where she needs to move to. Oh, God, we thank you for showing her where to go, ordering her steps. So God says, as you begin to go out, I'm going to order your steps. I'm going to show you where to go. I'm going to open doors for you. I'm going to give you favor with the landlords. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, just go, go, go. Just go by faith. Extend your faith. God says, I'm expanding your faith. My God, just go. Go out and begin to look. It won't make sense. Don't stop. Stop trying to wait for it to make sense, because God said it won't make sense what I'm about to do in your life.
Amen.
So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that won't make sense blessing that you're about to release into Shaquella's life. God says, I'm getting ready to release a don't make sense blessing in your life. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for that don't make sense blessing that you're releasing in her life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, we believe by faith, God bless you, Shaquella, that God's about to show you kindness through the realtor, through the landlord. The place is going to feel like home and you're going to know it's God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you guys so much and God bless you all.
God
Amen.
Bless.
You're welcome. God bless.
Hallelujah.
You. Amen. That's our final caller.
Yes.
We're going to pray for my brother, Gary, and by me, you pray for them, and I have a prayer request that I have to lift up, and then we're going to go down from here.
Yes, our brother Gary, we thank God for him, amen, being part of the prayer line. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you for this father, this husband. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for raising him up, hallelujah, as a kingdom man of valor.
Yes.
We thank you for the anointing that's on his life.
Yes, God.
We thank you for the supernatural being that he has become in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for Vonda and Lil G. We thank you for his family. Continue to watch over them as only you can,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak wellness into his life. We speak healing into his life. We speak wholeness into his life. And we say, Lord, it's already done by the Spirit of the living God, not by power, not by might, but you said it's by your Spirit. God, he belongs to you.
Yes,
we thank you that you prospered him in every area.
Yes.
We thank you that he will prosper in every area of life in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're a great God, you're a good God, and you have blessed him with a good life.
Yes.
So in the name of Jesus, protect him, protect his family, protect his mind, protect his heart. In the mighty match, Kotobo Okata. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you for greater wisdom.
Yes.
We thank you for giving him a greater understanding.
Yes.
We thank you for giving him a greater knowledge of your word.
Yes.
We thank you for giving him a greater level of faith. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Now, God, as he prayed to you, as he called on the name of Jesus, as he looked to the author and finisher of his faith, as he looked to heaven from which his help come, God, I pray that you rain down blessings. I pray that you continue to give angels charge over his life, that you continue in the name of Jesus to allow him, God, to see your hand and to see your heart in the name of Jesus. So, God, bless this father. Give him all the resources that he needs to provide for his family and to provide for his livelihood. God, watch over him. You say you will satisfy him with a long and healthy life.
Yes,
so we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. No weapon against him will prosper.
Yes, God.
So, God, I thank you and I praise you. We call this man of God blessed. We call him victorious. We call him successful in every area of life. And we say he belongs to you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for our mother, Mae Thomas.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God that she came to New Jersey to celebrate and to be with family. We thank you for her friends. We thank you for her family. We thank you for traveling mercies that got her to New Jersey and back to Florida safely. Now, God, continue to watch over our mom. We speak healing to her body. We speak wellness to her soul. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is her strength. Mommy, you keep praising God.
Yes.
Your prayer, your praise release something.
Yes,
your
God.
Praise watch over your children. When you praise God, God do the supernatural in your family. When you praise and honor God, God do the things you don't even ask for. Because God know you're a praiser. So God, I thank you that she praises you. I thank you for the joy in her heart. I thank you, Lord, even her personal needs, that they're already met in the name of Jesus. God, we pray. We speak healing over that knee area. We speak healing over her leg.
Yes.
We say, Lord, hallelujah, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, there is healing, there is restoration, there is replenishing, as my wife talked about, in the name of Jesus. So, God, continue to bless my mother. Continue to give her all her needs. Continue to provide for her in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for the guardian angels.
Yes.
We thank you for the angelic hosts that keep her safe.
Yes.
Now, God, continue to keep her in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for all that are on this prayer line. Those who did not press one, God, continue to bless them and keep them, oh God. Continue to watch over them, oh God. Watch over Pastor Jamal, Pastor Gail, Anderson, Father God, and their church, oh God. We just thank you, Father God, that you are doing a mighty thing in the Cloud 9 International Ministries, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon their life. Continue to bless them. Continue, Father God, to use them. Continue to give them wisdom. Continue to let the fire of heaven rain on them. that ministry, oh God, reign on their lives, oh God, bless their marriage, bless their families, their children, their grandchildren. We bind up the hand of the enemy, and we declare that no weapon formed against them can prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord, look at the sister Rita, oh God, her children, her grandchildren. We thank you for your hand upon their lives. We thank you, Lord, for continuing to bless sister Rita, continue to move in the prophetic in her life, continue to stir up her gifts, continue, Father God, to let her be focused on her studies and everything that she has to do. Continue to let her write the songs and write the books, oh God. Continue to open doors for her, Father God, of employment, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your blessings are chasing her down, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your blessings are chasing her down, oh God. We thank you for the new in her life, oh God, that the old have passed away and everything has become new, oh God. Continue to bless Sister Carmen, oh God. Continue to bless her mightily, God. Watch over her, God, her family, her children, her grandchildren, oh God, her great-grandchildren, God. Continue, Lord, to watch over her even as she watches, holds up the arms of her pastors, oh God. Continue, Father God, to use her mightily, a new creation Christian ministry, Lord. We thank you for Sister Carmen, God. We bless her children. Bless Jay and Jessica, God. Bless Kevin, oh God, Senior, oh God. Bless them and keep them, oh God. We thank you. We bind up the hand of the devil, oh God. We thank you that no weapon formed against this family can prosper. We come against the spirit of controversy, confusion, and division, and we declare blessing over this family. Bless Kevin Jr., oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one of our children. Bless Yvette, oh God. Keep them safe, oh God. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over every family on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise, God, because we have victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. We all have victory in Jesus. Every person on this line is blessed. Every family on this line is blessed. We have divine favor, God. And if I didn't call somebody's name, God, watch over them, oh God, and keep them, oh God. Bless them, God. Send increase to every house. Send increase to every life, oh God. We are seated at the table of the King, and we thank you, Lord, for preparing the table before us, even in the presence of our enemies. So, Lord, we thank you and we bless you tonight. Continue to bless New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. We bind up the spirit of confusion, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that we have unity and love and peace in our congregation, oh God. We thank you for increase that people are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that sons and daughters are coming, that every seat is filled, oh God, and that every person is filled with your spirit, oh God, and that your fire will rest upon each and every person on this prayer line, that your fire will rest upon each and every person in your house, that your fire will rest upon each and every person in New Creation Christian Ministries, that your fire will rest upon each person, every person in Cloud Nine Ministries. And Lord, we just thank you and we bless your name, and we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, and it's in the Master's name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. And let the church say amen, amen, and praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen. We have to go down from this place, amen, hallelujah, and we thank God for each and every one of you, hallelujah. Thank
amen.
You.
Just a personal thanks for me and Pastor Rebecca to all of you. The birthday, the anniversary, thank God for all of you. We receive it with the love that you gave it to us with. We thank God for you. Amen. Our hearts are elated and overwhelmed, and we thank God as you thought in our robbery to bless us in this season. God bless you. Word Wednesday tomorrow night. Wednesday tomorrow night, 7:30. Tune in if you're not in New Jersey. If you're local, press your way to the building, 1482 Maple Avenue. God bless you. Again, thank all of you for the birthday wishes and the anniversary blessings. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm a music major.
With tears rolling down your face. Your heart feeling like it's gonna break. Your earth feels like it's about to shake. And you've taken all that you can take.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember where your help comes from. Realize you got somewhere to run. Don't worry about what you're going through. Instead of worrying, here's what you can do. Like you, with your cousin. let me out, go please. I got wants just as well as I can need. I've been hungry and not had no food to eat, and been knocked down as soon as I got on my feet. Lord, it was you that helped me understand, and it was you that never let go of my hand. I promise that I'll always give you praise, no matter what this world brings my way. I'll praise you anyway. Oh yeah.
Production. I can't hear y'all clapping.